This is Fresh Air. In 1957, jazz bassist Wilbur Ware recorded with saxophonist Sonny Rollins and pianist Thelonious Monk. Also that year, he made an album of his own that's just been reissued. Ware hailed from Chicago, as did the featured players on his record, Chicago Sound. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
'57 was the high watermark of bassist Wilbur Ware's career. He didn't just work with Monk and Rollins, he's on some of their best recordings. He was in the short-lived Monk band with John Coltrane on tenor sax and participated in Sonny Rollins' epic trio session at the Village Vanguard. Ware was on the way up, but he was also developing a reputation for unpredictability. He quit Monk's quartet without warning in the middle of a New York club engagement. Soon after, he virtually disappeared from the national scene. He died in Philadelphia in 1959. While Ware was in New York in 1957, he recorded his only album as a leader, called The Chicago Sound. It's just been reissued on CD as part of Fantasy Records' Original Jazz Classics series. That's one of the very best jazz reissue programs. Ware's quintet was made up of Chicago players he'd worked with before coming to New York, including Junior Mance on piano and hometown hero Wilbur Campbell, who's still a drummer of choice in Chicago. The alto saxophonist is John Jenkins, another promising player who dropped out of sight too soon. On tenor sax is Johnny Griffin, who would join Monk's band the following year and is still going strong now. Even then, he had a taste for ridiculously fast tempos. Listen to Johnny Griffin on Wilbur Ware's Mama Daddy. The way Griffin chews up those chord changes may have inspired another tenor sax test piece, recorded 2 years later, John Coltrane's Giant Steps. It's a tribute to the bassist that he can keep up that killing pace. Wilbur Ware features his bass out front on a few numbers. You can hear what made him so widely admired, his fat tone, singing conception, and the unexpected twists he'd throw into a line. Ware knew a bassist didn't have to play fast to catch a listener's attention. Here he is on George Gershwin's The Man I Love. One of the pleasures of Wilbur Ware's album is to hear the true sound of the acoustic bass, something you don't get a chance to hear much on jazz records nowadays. Back then, sound engineers would just stick a microphone in front of the bass. It worked fine for them. But these days, engineers are apt to wire the bass with an electronic pickup, something like the ones used on electric guitars, and plug it directly into the soundboard in the recording booth. Here's what that sounds like. For the record, that's bassist Ron Carter. You can probably hear the difference between his tone and Wilbur Ware's. The new and improved sound is clanky and metallic. It lacks the warmth that helped make the string bass so popular in jazz in the first place, the warmth that Wilbur Ware always brought out of the instrument.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Wilbur Ware's album, Chicago Sound, which has just been reissued on Fantasy Records. This is Fresh Air.